fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Hurry, big fellow! I am Silver! Away!
It was a hot, dusty afternoon late in the summer of 1882. A rumbling stagecoach pushed steadily eastward along the winding trail that cut through the high hills surrounding San Pedro Valley in southern Arizona. Only two passengers were making a trip from Conover to Silver City. One of them rode inside the coach, a comely young lady whose blue eyes and brown hair were almost hidden beneath a large and stiffly starched sunbonnet. Outside, and seated next to Sam Peavy, the driver, was a quiet-mannered man whose age was hard to determine. He appeared to be in his late 20s. Yet his dark, restless eyes made him seem much older, and they contrasted sharply with a pale complexion. It was a combination that aroused Sam's curiosity.
Where'd you say you were from, stranger?
I didn't say.
You figuring on staying in Silver City permanent?
That's hard to tell. Maybe. Maybe not.
Cagey critter, ain't you?
No. Just mind my own business, that's all.
Get up, you lazy junkhead. Get up! No, stranger. If it wasn't for that mustache of yours, you'd be a living double for a gent here in Silver City.
That's so?
Yep. Feller named Malcolm Poe. You ever hear of him?
Maybe.
Maybe. Don't you ever answer a question straight off?
Sometimes.
Why, you ornery young... Well, like I was saying, Malcolm Poe and you look enough alike, if it wasn't for that mustache, to be brothers.
Yeah?
Your name don't happen to be Poe, does it?
Might be.
Of all the dad-blasted, double-dealing granny talk I ever... Get up there! Get up!
It was almost an hour later, and on a trail high above the valley, that the Lone Ranger and Tonto pulled their horses to a halt.
Hey, look, Tonto. See that stagecoach coming up the trail just below us? Now follow the direction I'm pointing, to the right, where the canyon slopes off. The sun in my eyes makes it hard to see, but I think... The trail cuts across a creek right there and...
Me think they're fellas on horses. Stand by Big Rock.
That's right, four of them. If they were just resting their mounts, they could find a lot shadier spot than that one.
You think maybe they wait for stagecoach?
I don't know. It looks suspicious. Come on, Silver.
Get them up, scout.
How much further to Silver City?
Just a short piece. Ought to make it before sundown. Guess we're... What? Whoa, boy.
What's this?
You got eyes, ain't you? It's a holdup.
I got a couple of guns, too.
No, don't try to shoot.
Driver, what's wrong?
Guess you're right. They're all wearing masks.
Now, listen, gents. I ain't carrying no mail. Just two passengers. So you won't
be... Come on, old-timer. We're not after mail nor anything else. All we want's a little confab with the lady who's riding inside there.
No, I won't.
Brad, open the coach door and ask the lady to join us.
Sure.
Now, just a minute. Suppose she doesn't want to talk to any hombres wearing masks.
Stay out of this, Bub, and you won't get hurt. Hurry up, Red.
You heard what the lady said there, sister. Climb up.
No.
And you heard what she said. If you're hard of hearing, I can cure it.
No. Why, you gunning, boys?
Have to run for it. Whip up the team.
Can't. Trail's blocked.
Oh. Ride him down. We gotta get through.
What's the use? Look, here comes two more. See the big one riding the stallion and an engine with him.
The other side of the coach, shut up.
Ain't no use fighting. They got us in the middle.
Oh, no, they haven't. The big fella and the Indian are siding me.
Oh, my God!
Mister, I don't know who you are, but I want to thank you and the Redskin.
Big fella. There are some badly wounded men here. I'll help you load them on top of the stage.
Well, I'm the one who owes you the most.
Outlaws shooting each other. It don't make sense.
We're wasting time. Help me with these wounded men.
Yeah, sure. Anything you say, mister, is all right with me.
About the count over stage. Anybody seen it?
Not yet, Pop. It's almost an hour overdue.
I know. My daughter Grace making the trip alone is what worries me. I hope nothing
happens. Here she comes, folks. Old Sam Peavy's really popping leather.
Hey, what's Eddie Cano top? Looks like a loaded dead man.
Sam, what happened?
Outlaw varmints tried to hold me up. They didn't get away with it. This young fella and one of the owl hoots gunned them down.
What do you mean?
Well, it's kind of hard to explain. I don't understand it myself. Some of you gents lug these hombres over to Doc Sibley's office.
Grace.
Dad.
Grace, you're not hurt?
Not a scratch. Thanks to the shooting ability of that young man who was riding the boot with Sam Peavy and to one of his outlaw friends. Come on, Dad. I want to find out who he is. Oh, there you are. I want to thank you again for what you did. You were wonderful.
Oh, now you're mistaken, miss. It wasn't I.
Young man, if you saved Grace's life, I want to thank...
And I don't even know your name. I'm Grace Harker. This is my father.
I'm glad to know you, Miss Harker. You too, sir.
Thanks. Now, one of you, please tell me what happened.
The stage was held up by four masked outlaws.
Well, I'll...
Apparently, they weren't after mail or money. They just insisted that Miss Harker...
I know what they wanted. So do you, Dad.
The petition... Did you get it filled out?
Every name we wanted. And it's right here in my purse.
Oh, thank heaven for that. I didn't realize your life would be in danger, Grace, or I wouldn't have let you go.
It doesn't matter now. It's all over and everything's safe. Thanks to Mr. Mr.
Poe's my name, ma'am. Johnny Poe.
Poe? Oh, it isn't possible.
Any kin to Malcolm Poe, who owns the Emporia Saloon?
To tell you the truth, I don't know what Malcolm owns. I haven't seen my brother for over 5 years.
So he's your brother. Now that you've mentioned it, I can see that you both have the same striking resemblance.
Well, what do you mean?
To a snake. I'm very sorry, Mr. Poe, that you and your outlaw friend were forced to exert yourselves in my behalf. Come on, Dad.
Well, love... At least I know that Malcolm owns a saloon called the Emporia. I'll look him up.
Hold, Silver.
Easy, now. Why we head this way, Kemosabe?
I want to stop in Silver City, Tonto. We'll wait till after dark, then ride in from the south.
Oh.
I think those masked men who tried to hold up the stage are part of the bunch who worked for Malcolm Poe. I wouldn't put anything past Poe. The stage wasn't carrying mail, so the whole thing must have been a frame-up.
Ah.
The part I can't understand was a young fellow doing all the shooting.
Him plenty good shot. One crook dead when we get there.
Yes, I know. That boy looks enough like Malcolm Poe to be his brother. If that's true, why would he... Well, the answer's somewhere in Silver City, and we're going to find it. Come on, Silver!
Get him up, Scout!
Bartender, I'm looking
Johnny.
For
you. Johnny, I'm sure glad to see you.
Oh. Hello, Mal.
When did you get in, huh?
About an hour ago. Been wandering around town looking for the Emporia.
Well, that's the first time I knew it was that hard to find. Come on upstairs, Johnny. I've got a room all ready and waiting for you.
Sure.
I didn't expect you till the end of the week, Johnny. Did you stop in Conover and see any of the boys?
No, I came straight through.
Well, here we are. Go on in.
Well, pretty nice layout.
I had these rooms furnished especially for you, Johnny.
Yes, sir.
If you don't see what you want, ask for it. There's a bar and kitchen downstairs.
What's the matter?
I just noticed that brush on your upper lip. What's the idea?
Nothing. There's no law against wearing a mustache, is there?
Oh, no, but we used to look exactly alike. When we wore the same kind of clothes, people could hardly tell us apart, and
I guess we still do, Mal. All you have to do is grow a mustache like mine.
No, there isn't time for that.
Time?
Oh, never mind. How about a drink to celebrate the reunion, huh? 5 years is a long time, Johnny.
Yeah, it's a lot longer when you spend it in prison. No, drinks for me. I'm off that stuff for good.
Oh, and that stretch in jail must have made you kind of loco. You still got the same old speed with the guns, haven't you?
I think so. We're working all right on the stage this afternoon.
Stage? What do you mean?
Four hard case hombres tried to hold it up. There was a girl riding inside. Name's Grace Harker. I guess they were after something she had in her bag. But I threw down on them. And then another owl hoot and a redskin rode up and sided me. Three of us cooled them off. I think I killed one red-headed gent.
Grace Harker. Johnny, you mean it?
What? What's wrong? Say, who is that Harker girl anyway? She and her father seem to know
Wait. Wait right here. I'll be back in just a minute.
Wonder what got into him. Well, if this is going to be my home, might as well look it over. Ooh, nice bedroom. Plenty of clothes hanging on these hooks. Huh. Why, here's an outfit just like Mel's wearing. Might as well try it on.
Whoa, Silver.
Oh, easy.
Steady, big fella.
Right in back of the Emporia, Tonto. That's Malcolm Poe's place.
Uh-huh.
You wait here with the horses. I'm going up those back stairs and see what I can find out.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
Now to continue our story. Moving carefully and cautiously through the darkness, the Lone Ranger ascended the stairway at the rear of the Emporia Cafe. And he found an unlocked door at the end of the hallway.
Don't dare risk a light until I... Somebody coming.
Well, glad to see you found those clothes, Johnny. I figured one of the suits would be your size.
Yeah, fits all right. Hey, why'd you leave so sudden a few minutes ago?
Oh, no reason. Just remembered something, that's all. Say, Johnny, now that you're here and settled down, what do you figure on doing?
Oh, I don't know. Should be able to wrangle a job in one of the mines.
Well, no need of that. You can go to work for me.
Doing what?
If you'll shave off the mustache.
I don't get it.
Oh, wait a minute. I've got a map over here on the desk. I want you to look at it.
This got anything to do with the job you were talking about?
Here, I'll show you. And right here is where we are, Silver City, see?
Yeah.
The town of Conover is 50 miles below us. Now, this is the road you traveled this afternoon.
Sure, but what's that?
That stage line belongs to an old coot named Pop Harker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I met him.
Well, beginning tomorrow, Pop's going to have some competition. I'm starting a stage line of my own.
Well, where do I come in?
You drive the stage.
And I suppose that's why I have to shave off my mustache.
Now, listen. Here's the whole setup. Harker's government mail contract comes up for renewal tomorrow. Now, the route is from here to Oroville, where we pick up the mail, and from there to Conover.
We?
Well, you'll really be driving the coach, but I want everybody to think it's me. That's why you've got to shave off the mustache.
Maybe you know what you're talking about, but it doesn't make sense to me.
Well, don't worry, Johnny. I'll take care of everything. Now, hurry up and shave, and then we'll go downstairs and get something to eat.
Yeah, I'll hurry up.
Listen, did you hear that?
What do you mean?
Sounded like a door slammed. And I know there's nobody else up here but us.
You see young fellow Kemosabe?
I didn't see him, Tonto, but I heard quite a bit. He's Malcolm Poe's brother, all right. Name's Johnny. Isler.
You think him crook, too?
I have no reason to think he is, so far.
Well, he's not savvy.
Neither do I, silly big fella. We'll make camp near here and keep our eyes open. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Well, the only thing I don't like about it's a crooked angle. Me driving from here to Oroville and everybody thinking it's you.
I'd hate to tell the parole board that my own brother had been in a shooting scrape.
Oh, you can't. All right, Mal. I'll play along.
Well, that's better. How about a drink?
No, thanks. I think I'll take a little walk down Main Street. See you later.
I don't know, Grace, but when Sam Peavy laid up, maybe we'd better not try to hold a mail contract. He's our only driver.
Why, he is not, Dad. I can handle a team as good as Sam.
But, Grace, tooling a six-horse rig is a man's job.
The job is to keep Malcolm Poe from cheating us, and I'm going to do it.
I hear he's going to drive his coach himself. Oh, suppose Malcolm gets ahead of you and takes the cutoff instead of the main trail between here and Oroville.
Why, that's a stunt he wouldn't dare to try. The cutoff crosses the Indian reservation. They wouldn't allow it.
Best thing to figure is that you don't know what Malcolm Poe will do.
Except try to beat us, and he can't do that.
Nails, how's the shoulder? Doc Sibley fix it up?
Yep. Got to take things easy, that's all.
Well, forget it. We've got a bigger job in our hands now. I'm driving a coach and a six-horse rig over to Oroville tonight.
Your kid brother going to string along in that scheme?
He has to. It'll work out just like we framed it.
I don't know. Pop Harker's got a good team, and that girl of his can tool him. She might
have a chance.
Something.
Johnny will be in the lead, and he'll take the cutoff to Oroville.
What? You mean across the reservation? Why, them Apaches will never let him through, you know that.
Sure. They won't let Harker's coach through either.
I don't get it.
I'm betting that when the girl sees Johnny take the cutoff, she'll do the same thing. The Indians remove both of them and...
And you pick up the mail and ride into Conover.
What do you think of it?
Well, it's none of my business, boss. But if that ain't the most cold-blooded murdering scheme...
Shut up! All you have to do is be out in front of the stage depot in the morning and see that Johnny leaves on time.
I'll be there.
Quiet down, folks. Let's get this run off to a real start. How about it, Miss Harkey, all set?
I'm ready.
You, Mr. Poole?
Sure, he's ready. Can't see him nodding his head.
All right. I guess both of you know the rules. First coach into Oilville picks up a sack of government mail. It's got to be delivered to the post office in Conover. Now, when you hear the gunshot, let him roll.
Look at that pack of girls hurt them critters. How come Polly's doing so fast? Grace has got the best team, but he's shaking the lead.
Look at them roll.
There they go, Toto. We'll pace them on the upper trail.
Come on, Silver. Get them up, Scout.
Not too far ahead. If I stay this close, I can pass him before we reach Oroville.
This must be the cutoff. I take the left-hand trail.
Come on, get on there, boys! Get up there!
Why, he's turned into the cutoff. All right, Malcolm Poe, I can do anything you can do. You won't get ahead of me that way.
Look, Tonto. They're going to try and cross the reservation. Both of them.
That make Apache plenty mad. Them fight. Maybe kill him.
It's the craziest ton I ever...
What manner?
That's why Malcolm Poe framed his brother. I'm sure of it. He knew Grace Harker would follow the other coach. The Apaches will kill them both. We've got to... Master Silver!
Get him up, Scout!
Wait, don't shoot. I'm just... Guess there's only one way to talk to Indians. Hold there. Hold, boys. Hold. Pull up there. Be steady there. Hold now. Grace, she's riding right into the same trap.
No, no. Stay away. Oh.
Chance of getting out alive, but maybe I can hold them off.
Come
until...
on, Silver!
Go, boss!
Down! Stay down!
Stay with the coach, Tonto. Try to cover the girl. I'll find the chief. Come on, Silver! Silver, whoa. Steady, big fella. Is the girl all right, Tonto?
I think I'm all in one piece. Mask. Why, you're the same outlaw who... But I don't understand.
Well, luckily, I knew the Apache chief on this reservation, and he called off his braves. They have a treaty with the government that no white man will use this trail. You violated it.
All I was doing was following Malcolm Poe. I couldn't let him beat me into Oroville.
Kemosabe, follow another coach. Hurt plenty bad.
Oh, I'm glad. It's just what Malcolm Poe deserves for trying
to... The man you were racing isn't Malcolm. It's his brother.
Johnny? Oh, I...
It was a relay scheme. Johnny was to drive to Oroville, and then Malcolm and another coach would go on into Conover.
But I saw him. It can't be Johnny. I... Oh.
Now, don't worry about your father keeping the mail contract. He'll keep that when the law finds out about
no,
this.
No, he won't. Not if Malcolm Poe delivers the Oroville mail into Conover. And if he's there now,
the
I
most can't... important thing is to get Johnny to a doctor. Tell him I'll put him in your coach.
All right. I suppose I ought to help, even if he did try to murder me.
None of this was his fault. I know it wasn't.
Well, how do you...
Don't worry about that. Just drive to Conover. Todd and I'll ride ahead of you.
All right.
And don't forget to stop at Oroville for mail.
If what you've told me is true, Malcolm Poe has already picked it up.
Stop anyway. Now, come on, Todd. We'll bring Johnny over here.
All right.
several hours later when a crowd of people in front of the Conover post office saw Grace Harker pull her stagecoach to a stop.
Move! Move there! Move! Move! Move, boy! Move! Where's the postmaster?
Right here, Miss Harker.
Well, here's a mailbag I picked up at Oroville. It's rather light,
thanks,
but...
I'm real sorry that you lost the race. Malcolm Poe delivered his mail about an hour ago.
Yeah, I'm sorry too, Miss Harker, but you know, business is business.
Even if it's as crooked as you are.
Well, what do you mean? I completed the run from Silver City and delivered the Oroville mail in better time than you did.
You also tried to murder your brother and me.
Well, you're crazy.
Johnny's inside my coach now, and if I can get him to a doctor real soon, he'll probably live.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe you do win the mail contract, but you'll have a hard time running a stage line from inside prison. And that's where you're going as soon as I see the sheriff.
Listen, no girl like you can
tell... Wait a minute. If there has been anything crooked going on here, the sheriff will take care of it.
Johnny will tell the whole story when he's well again.
The only bad part of it is that you failed to bring in any mail, Miss Harker. And the government contract calls for that. I'm afraid this sack you brought from Oroville is empty.
Well, it doesn't make any difference anyway. As long as Johnny gets well, I...
Wait. There is something in this sack. It's a letter. And it's addressed to you.
A letter from me? Well, how could that... Give it to me. Why?
Is something wrong?
No, everything's right. Listen to this note. It says, even one letter is proof that you have legally delivered the United States mail.
That's right. And if Mr. Poe has done anything crooked, your pa will keep the contract, Miss Harker.
Oh, I'm so glad. I hardly know what
but
to say.
Who wrote the letter? Who's it from?
I don't know. It's just signed, The Lone Ranger.
I'm Silver! Away!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.